Now we present Herbert Marshall as the man called X. Herbert Marshall as the man called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find the man called X.
Lies Bengal Bay, a vast and rolling tropic sea stretching 1,000 miles from the mouths of the Ganges, southward to Ceylon, Sumatra, and the Indian Ocean. Many an adventurer of the past sleeps damply beneath its dark waves, and even now on starless nights, others of the living go to join the dead.
Sabby, keep the searchlight on that fishing dock.
Yes, sir. Still no sign of life on board. Scared, I guess.
Yeah, sure, I imagine. Better fire another shell into it.
Okay, sir.
Try for the water line.
Right.
Hard target. Steady, Earl.
Steady,
Dave. Blew her right out of the water.
Good shooting, Gronko.
Eyes to tower. Prepare to submerge.
Lash the gun and let's go below.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd better take that flag down. We may need it again.
We sure didn't need it tonight. Not a single survivor again.
It's better that way. Survivors mean witnesses. Witnesses mean trouble.
You mean trouble spelled with an X?
It's always a possibility. Let's go below.
I know, Ken. I know it sounds fantastic, but it's happened. There's the cable from Calcutta.
The third ship in 6 months to leave Calcutta and disappear somewhere in the Bay of Bengal. Guess I'd better read the cable, Chief.
Now, later, Ken. Here's the story in brief. This Muhammad Lal had been fishing in the Andamans and was beating north to Calcutta in a sailing dhow. Around midnight, he noticed the lights of a freighter coming from the northwest. It was still 4 or 5 miles away when it suddenly blew up. A tremendous blast.
And sank immediately, is that it?
Yes. By the time he reached the spot, there was only a few pieces of wreckage. And the submarine.
Cruising around on the surface and machine gunning survivors. Chief, if that's true.
Yeah. Anyway, Lal was smart enough to grab a life jacket and slip over the side of his boat and swim away from it. A few minutes later, the sub picked it up in a searchlight and sank it with a couple of shells.
Oh, that's quite a story.
Listen. Lal claims he saw something in the searchlight. That sub was flying an American flag.
What? Chief, you don't suppose they're trying to use that angle now to...
I don't know, Ken, but we've got to find out.
Right.
I checked with the Navy just to cover. They've got one light carrier on maneuvers in the Andaman Islands. Indian government observers aboard. No subs.
Hiding under an American flag. Machine gunning survivors.
Hello, Mr. Thurston. I just happened to be... How do you do, Mr. Chief?
Zagon Zellschmidt. By heaven, when it isn't Pagan, it's Cousin Zagon.
Oh, shoot. I guess you're just a friendly type.
Not with me, Zagon. Now get out.
I just got here. Hey, what is this big map on the table?
Get out.
The Bay of Bengal. Boy, is that an ocean for you? I used to be a steward on the George Line from Cairo to Calcutta.
I don't care what you used to be.
I'll have Miss Brooks check the airlines right away.
All right, Jim.
I want to get Calcutta fast.
I wonder what happened to that girl.
Zagon, are you aware of the fact that you and I are alone?
We are? Oh, well, I suppose that's the way... We are... Now, look, Mr. Chief, let's keep our temper. Let's not be hasty. Let's not... Mr. Thurston! Mr. Thurston!
Thurston?
Yes?
Inspector Ram Singh, Calcutta Harbor Department.
Oh, how do you?
I must apologize for keeping you waiting.
That's all right. I've been looking over these cargo and passenger lists, these final voyages of those three missing ships.
Yes. Sailing to destiny, rendezvous with the unknown.
You have a poet's viewpoint, Inspector.
The influence of the Orient, Mr. Thurston. The proximity to strange occurrences.
Now, according to these lists, the missing freighters were all carrying small, highly valuable shipments in their strongrooms. Rubies, gold, sapphires. And on the last one, the Mozambique, nearly $1 million in platinum bullion.
It's possible, of course.
They also carried passengers.
True enough, but I'll
accomplices. That submarine had to have help from somebody on board the ship. Some to knock out the radio, break open the strong room, so on.
The radio, of course, to prevent distress signals.
That's right. In one or more cases, at least.
Pardon me. Inspector Singh? What? Oh, yes. Yes, I see. Thank you. Mr. Thurston, I told you I'd arranged for a car to take us to the hospital to talk with Mohammed Lal.
Yeah. Shall we go now?
It won't be necessary. Mohammed Lal is dead.
Mr. Thurston, I will be only too happy to lay down my life within limits, of course, but this is different. This is wreck.
Zagon, the only reason I brought you with me to Calcutta is because you said you'd work as a steward once.
But it was only temporary.
That's all this is. You don't have to make a career of it now. The Bangalore sails day after tomorrow.
Why don't you get that Muhammad Lal to be a steward?
Because he's dead.
Huh? I thought he was doing okay.
He was. Until his wife came to visit him this morning.
The old battle axe.
Oh, well, they're pretty, according to the hospital authorities. Strange thing, though, Zagon.
What do you mean, strange?
I did some checking up on Muhammad Lal. He wasn't married.
Count on my cooperation to the fullest extent, Mr. Thurston, and the entire facilities of my ship. But I must confess the whole thing seems a bit fantastic. A pirate submarine.
Three freighters will disappear without a trace, Captain Macon.
I know, but still, well, we'll sail in a few minutes now.
Captain Macon.
Yes, what is it, Mr. Winslow?
Park has Batavia on short wave, sir. I think you wanted to talk with the port agent there.
If you'll excuse me, Mr. Thurston.
Of course, yes. See you later.
Hello.
Well...
I hope you don't disapprove of informal introductions between fellow passengers. I'm Carla Reaver.
I'm Ken Thurston. How do you do, Miss Reaver?
Has your table been assigned yet?
I'm at the captain's, I believe.
Oh, nice.
Yours too?
Why else would I say how nice?
Miss Reaver, I'm beginning to form a very high opinion of the cuisine on the Bangalore.
Oh, there you are. Hello, Mr. Thurston.
I beg your pardon.
Huh? What is this I beg your pardon stuff?
You seem to have the advantage of me, steward.
Advantage? Steward? What? You remember, Mr. Thurston, the George Line. Gelschmidt. I was going to be there.
Of course. Cairo to Calcutta run. Well, small world, isn't it?
You said it. And crazy, too.
Steward here in the midship hold, Mr. Thurston. Just a second. Go ahead.
Sir.
Now over this one. Captain Macon told me why you're aboard, but I don't see what this 5-ton shipment of candles has to do with it.
That's what I want to find out, Mr. Winslow. Every one of those missing ships also carried 5-ton of candles.
Here we are. It's these cases stacked at the side.
Mm-hmm. Right against the house. Let's open one of these cases. On my responsibility, of course.
All right. I guess I can try the top over this bar. I can't see any connection between a submarine attack and camp. There you are.
Let's see now. That look like a candle, Mr. Winslow?
No, it doesn't. Why, it's...
Yes, that's right. 5 tons of it. Well, let's close it up again.
Yes!
Who is it coming out of there?
All right. I'm coming. Just keep your... Hello, Mr. Thurston.
Oh, for the...
George, what are you doing down here in the hole?
Oh, just catching up on a little sleep.
What?
Oh, no. I'm not really a steward. I'm just a... You tell him, Mr. Thurston.
Tell him what?
But...
I never saw you before in my life.
But...
What have you got in your pocket?
These are just a little pussycat, see? The cook gave him to me.
I don't care who gave it to you. Get rid of it. Now get back to work.
Now listen, you. I mean, sir. Commodore. Hey, Admiral.
Oh, shut up. Someone's coming in.
But, I didn't know anyone was here.
Passengers aren't allowed below decks, Mr. Humphrey.
Ridiculous. Red tape. Just doing a bit of sightseeing, you know. Besides, you're wrong. Mr. Thurston's the passenger. He's here.
Mr. Thurston requested special permission from the captain. I suggest you do the same.
Yes. Stuffy attitude. Suit yourself, though. I'll go. Ship's officers, Mrs. Kim and Gordon. Yes. Good day, gentlemen.
Hey, maybe he wanted to look at them things that I was sleeping on.
Could be.
How come all the excitement about them? What have they got in there?
Dynamite.
Oh, dynamite.
Got a bucket of water handed at the window. Well, Zago, you decided to take over my cabin?
Mr. Thurston, you are looking at a worn-out breakhorse. Oh, I should have stayed in New York.
Oh, there are worse jobs.
That first mate Winslow guy is nothing but a Silas McGee.
Oh, sure. What do you do with your cat?
You know, he's playing around in here someplace. He got thirsty, so I gave him a drink of water out of... Hey, I found out something, Mr. Thurston.
Huh?
He got a stowaway on board.
Stowaway?
Well, not exactly, because the captain knows about it. He gave the chief steward strict orders not to disturb whoever is in cabin 41.
Captain, cabin 41, eh? You can find out who it is.
Oh, I'll be only too happy. How much?
Never mind how much. We'll talk about that when... Zago?
What's the matter, Mr. Thurston?
Where did you get that drink of water you gave the cat?
Why, out of this pitcher, here on the table by your bed. I didn't think you mind.
I don't. The cat's lying here dead.
Continue with The Man Called X in just a moment. And now to continue with The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall. It's 9 o'clock at night, and the freighter Bangalore plows steadily southward through the warm swells of the Indian Ocean. On board, 5 tons of dynamite, a mysterious passenger, a dead cat, and a poisoner. Ahead, waiting somewhere in the darkness, a submarine, violence, and death.
I'm always such a fool on an ocean voyage. About friendships, I mean. Rest of the world so far away, nothing seems to matter but just living.
But the rest of the world still exists, even if it is far away.
No, not for me. When I close the door of cabin 25, that's my word.
What's that, Miss Weaver? 25 is your cabin?
Yes, I'm a next door neighbor to Mr. Thurston.
That's right. I'm in 26.
Well, my neighbor too, then. 27 is mine. Miss Weaver and I have you hemmed in, old boy.
Right between Scylla and Charybdis.
Between Body.
Oh.
Here is your coffee, Mr. Thurston.
Thanks, George.
Meet me outside on the deck, Mr. Thurston. I got a hot seat.
Right, sir.
Maybe you can tell us, Mr. Thurston, the captain. Why doesn't he show up for dinner?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Humphrey. Navigation problems, I suppose. The Indian Ocean isn't quite as tame as it seems.
Oh, but you're wrong, old boy. Still in the Bay of Bengal, you know. northeast to the Andaman Islands, if I'm correct.
I imagine you are, Mr. Humphrey. Excuse me, I think I'll go on deck to get some air.
Eh? I say now, that is all fair. No intention.
Over here, Mr. Thurston.
All right, Jake, how much up?
Well, it's a fool we have a sitting here about. I got a look at him. Guess who, Mr. Thurston?
Who?
He's a harbor guy in Calcutta. Inspector Ram Singh.
Inspector, open up.
Come in, Mr. Thurston. I suppose the captain told you.
No, just a hunch. One of those mysterious hunches of the Orient. You have a sudden desire for an ocean trip, Inspector?
Your attitude is most interesting, Mr. Thurston.
Glad you like it.
It implies a distrust of me, whereas I am here because of distrust in you.
Well, we could go over my credentials again.
Credentials? In the Orient, there is nothing so easy to obtain as false credentials.
Like those of a harbor inspector, for example?
I have held the job for 10 years, Mr. Thurston. Quite a length of time to fool the man who signs my paycheck.
All right, then. Let's assume we're both here for the same reason.
Good. I have one lead of my own, I might mention. There's a steward aboard who's been acting very strange.
I think I know the one you mean. A short fellow? Speaks with an accent?
That's the one. He's always prowling about, seldom does any work at all.
I believe you've hit on something there, Inspector. It sounds definitely suspicious. Watch him.
Perhaps I should have told you that Inspector Singh is aboard, Mr. Thurston. But frankly, not knowing you, I felt it just as well to have two independent investigators.
Mistrust seems to be fairly common in this part of the world, Captain Macon.
No, it's not that. But I'm responsible for this ship, the passengers, cargo, and crew. And when I think about what could happen, well...
What about the passengers? Know anything about any of them?
No, they're all strangers. Except Mr. Humphrey, of course. He's sailed with me before.
I see.
Inspector Singh may know some of them. Under the circumstances, I suppose they'll work together.
They're doing it already. We're watching Zago.
But I don't see
what time for your release, Captain.
All right, Mr. Winslow, take over the bridge. The log's up, and everything is in order so far. You'll excuse me, Mr. Thurston.
Of course.
Good night, gentlemen.
The captain's a good man, but he's certainly jittery on this trip.
Well, he may have reason to be.
That's the trouble, not knowing when they'll make their play or even if they'll make it.
They'll make it. I'll lay odds on that. When they left the witness to the sinking of the Mozambique, that...
What is it, Mr. Thurston?
Turn off the bridge lights. I want to open this window.
All right. There. What do you see?
Somebody's flashing a light down there on the boat deck.
Why, that's international code.
Yeah. Check it with me. O-N-I-G tonight at
T-W-O-A-M.
Tonight at 2 a.m. And there's an answering flash from across the water.
The submarine.
Well, we know when. All we have to find out is how. And then stop it.
It ought to be about right here, so I'll swing from the side here like... Well, that's all from Mr. X. You want me to finish him off?
Why bother? In a half hour, they'll all be finished off. Let's go to work.
box isn't in there.
The wireless room's empty.
It doesn't matter. The important thing is to smash that radio. We can take care of the box later. Come on. Tear off the mic and the key first, Pronto, and then we...
Insomnia, Inspector?
But I slugged him.
It can't be insomnia. You're dreaming. All right, Mr. Winslow, put the cuffs on them.
Okay, boys, turn around.
I make it off.
I said hold it. All right, then.
Poor Kronko. I much prefer the handcuffs.
You're the Winslow. You're opposed to personal violence, Inspector.
Only when it has no chance of succeeding. I'm a fatalist, Mr. Thurston. Influence of the Orient.
I'll get it. Wireless room, Thurston. Good. All right, Captain. Take him to the lounge. I'll meet you there. The boys in the hole just caught two men setting a time detonator on the dynamite. There's still been no move in the strong room. See, who else is in with you?
I fear I won't be much help to you, Mr. Thurston. I don't feel very talkative.
Too bad. We might have had an interesting conversation about your next move, for instance. Breaking open the strong room, and then using one of the ship's boats to get out there to the submarine before the explosion.
What about that sub, Mr. Thurston? Suppose they get suspicious and try to board it.
Well, if one fought his ships now, they'll probably stand by for another 15 or 20 minutes at least. That's enough time. Maybe you'd better open up the radio and make contact.
All right, sir. Then you want me to search that cabin, right?
Right. I'll see you in the lounge. Well, Inspector, pick up your friend and let's go join the party.
Just sit here and do nothing, you know. Just find a submarine out there, that sort of thing.
You can rest assured, Mr. Humphrey, steps are being taken.
What steps, Captain? We surely have a right to know what's being done for our protection.
I really couldn't say, Miss Weaver. That is, I...
What Captain Macon means is that I'm taking the steps.
Well, now, that's very interesting, Mr. Thurston. Official position of some sort, I suppose?
Yes, of some sort.
But I still don't understand what it's all about. Those four men, the ones you're holding prisoner...
Yes, by Jove. Passengers, all of them, rubbing elbows with us.
Let's say criminals posing as passengers, Mr. Humphrey. Part of the same gang that's manning that submarine.
But who is manning it? After all, we're not at war.
Maybe Inspector Singh can answer that.
Words still seem to fail me, Mr. Thurston.
Right, then I'll make a guess. A German U-boat that was operating in the Arabian Sea or the Persian Gulf at the time of the surrender and remained unreported. Some of the crew must have stayed with it and kept it in commission. Possibly hiding out along the East African coast. Right, Inspector?
I think I hear plane motors, Mr. Thurston.
Good, right on time. Anyway, by some means or other, the sub-crew contacted Inspector Singh of Calcutta, made a deal with him, and went into business. Piracy. Singh was in a position to pick out the ship for them, supply course data, plant accomplishment on board, and so on. It worked three times in a row. And the Bangalore was intended to be the fourth victim. Also the last, probably. Since they got a witness get away and the heat was on.
Hey, now, what is this, Mr. Percy? Where do those planes come from?
They're light bombers from a U.S. carrier on maneuvers in the Andaman Islands. I radioed for help.
Look, they're dropping stairs on the water. And there's the sub.
Yeah, perfect. And there's half the crew on deck. Caught cold.
Yes, by heaven, they're going to fight. They've manned the deck guns.
The planes are certainly back.
Man the lifeboat! Mend the pumps! Men alive!
Dagon, there's a battle overhead. What's the matter?
You should ask, Mr. Thurston, just because I sneaked into your cabin for a wink or two of sleep. You didn't have to do that.
What happened?
Who knows? When I woke up, I was unconscious.
Ah, so you're the one seeing his partner slugged.
I seem to have made a number of mistakes.
So does your friend out there on the submarine. Those planes will blow him out of the water.
Well, there's the first one now coming in for a bomb run.
Come on in, Mr. Winslow.
Things are getting a little exciting. Well, I found it, Mr. Thurston, right where you said.
Good.
Missed again. They've cleared the deck. Looks like they're going to submerge.
There's still two things that haven't been explained. Mohammed Lal's death in the Calcutta hospital and the poisoning of Zagon's cat.
Oh, come now. Hardly the time to track down cat killers, old boy.
Well, I think it is the time, Mr. Humphrey. Particularly since the poison used in both cases has just been found in Miss Weaver's cabin.
What? Oh, Well, it's ridiculous. You surely can't
speak it out. It's really no use, Carla. Mr. Thurston holds all the cards. I've often told you, one had to be a fatalist in this sort of game. She was most valuable, Mr. Thurston, in keeping the purses of the ship occupied.
Yes, I imagine.
No more stop.
No more stop. And no more American flag being used to cover up somebody's crooked game. That was your big mistake, King. Trying to confuse witnesses by using that flag. You can try before and maybe again. But it never worked. You're right about one thing, though. The man who plays that game had better be a fatalist. Because that's a game as always fatal.
Now, here is our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. Join us, won't you, when next I return as the man called X. Good night.